Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, hello.
Oh, this happens all the time, Oscar. Mike adopts the accent of his surroundings.
How are you? It's great to be here, up here in the North Woods, up in the cold pines with the steady rain. 3 days worth. Rain, gray, New England weather. How are you doing? I'm down there in the nation's capital. How are you? Everything going well, Rob? I was looking at the back of your head for about an hour.
I tell you what, Tommy. How's Toots?
Excuse yourself, Oscar. You got a bit of a tickle? You got a tickle in your throat?
I do.
Oh, man, you know, you get people like you come to these cold climates like Washington, D.C., and, you know, you get all, you know,
because he's history. Accustomed to what climate?
Well, Wama.
Like Bolivian climates?
Sure. It's a documented fact that when the Europeans settled South America, all the natives and the tribesmen over there got the vapors.
Yeah.
And dropped like flies.
How did the
from all those silly European diseases like syphilis and the sniffles.
How did the Nazis do in Argentina?
The Nazis are hiding there still. They're probably sons and daughters of Nazis that are hiding somewhere in Argentina.
Where?
Argentina. I know all the South American. You want to quiz me? I'll do it.
Well,
there's Argentina.
Curious.
There's Brazil. There's Bolivia.
Look at that.
Let's see. Paraguay.
Yeah, that's a good one. Have you ever seen The Boys from Brazil?
Chile.
No, thanks.
There's Chile. I forgot Chile. I forgot that one. Chile's that nice one, too.
You like that? Have you ever been?
Sure.
How was
Venezuela.
It?
Venezuela. Lots of drug trafficking in there. You get your head blown off in that country.
You got to be careful.
A lot of oil.
That's been trouble, that country there.
Yeah. When are the blueberries in?
Huh?
When are the blueberries in?
Oh, hold on. Before this silly accent is done, I have to pay tribute to my son. Boat, 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 boat.
Well,
boat,
now he sees boat, a lot of boat, them, I imagine.
Boat, boat. Mm-hmm. Boats are very popular online, I've noticed. So.
Well, he'll be quite the conversationalist at the local watering hole.
Yes. Yes.
Crab boat.
How are you, boys? It's so nice to see your smiling faces again. How's everybody?
It's like
lying.
You never left.
That's right. How can we miss you if you never leave?
You know, when we reconnect after a couple of days, when one of us or all of us are traveling, it's always it's always good to see you. But it's like seeing family members because there's no real reaction. Like hi, you know, it's not there.
No. Well, I got very close to the camera when you hooked up so I could smile at you.
You did smile.
That was, you know, it was fleeting, but
and
it was nice.
It's not, it's really not. I think it is family, but it's, I'll put it to you this way. It's the same feeling I have when I know my brother and sister and the entire family is going to be at the house and for the holidays. I know the holidays are going to be great, but I also know that someone's going to want to do a project and it's going to mean more work for all of us.
Yep.
For
right?
you.
Yes.
That's the way you more work for you.
Yes,
that's
yes,
what you're thinking.
Yes. And so
that's what it is.
And so that's what I mean. And so for the holidays, when you don't see someone for a while or somebody decides to move again, you realize that that's going to be more work for all of us to get you back up and running.
But it's a brief. It's brief. And really, to be honest with you, the most work was the most work was done by me. Would you not agree this time? Will you at least this one time, Oscar nose to the grindstone,
yes.
Santana, will you at least give me this? With all the bickering we've been doing the last 2 weeks,
yes.
Will you please acknowledge that at least this time, I probably put a little extra legwork in?
This
right?
time I didn't have to fly and build it for you. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
See,
yes, I'll give it
all
myself.
And you know what? Your studio looks beautiful.
It
looks
does.
Exactly the same, which is fantastic.
It's like you didn't move, which is perfect.
And the thing is, here's with the particular furnishings that I'd like to say happy day to the Staples Company.
They're a fantastic outfit. Really, really terrific people. But unfortunately,
Andy
when
Parks, what a great outfit Staples is.
When it's a great outfit, this crowd running with the Staples crowd, Andy Parks. What was the name of that station? I don't remember.
Well, no one did because no one could receive it.
That's right. Andy Parks, how are you? But when you are having most of your furnishings built by a potential enemy of ours, and I'm talking about the People's Republic of China.
Oh, the Chinese.
I had a beautiful, lean, very modern piece of furniture that was less than $100.
Wow.
There's your first mistake when you're talking about, but you know, we run a shoestring budget here. And so needed an office table, I went into the Staples and it was delightful because I walked in, and as soon as I walked in there, I saw what was the perfect setup for me. I said that I can put a board here. I can put a computer here. I can put a little timer here, which is really my iPad.
Only the best.
Fun,
yes,
right?
That's true. And it looked great. And the young man helped me, and it wasn't all that heavy. It was heavy because it's a lot of wood.
Pressed
but
wood.
I got it upstairs.
Not exactly a solid wood, is it?
Well, that's the thing. So it has these little doohickeys that you screw in. It's like the frame, and then you're supposed to put the other side. And
is it a system of dowel rods and locking nuts?
Some of them are. This actually had the locking nuts inside. To call this even pressed wood is an overstatement.
Was there a lot of MSG in it?
Nah. I don't know what this is made of. I think this is made out of the bones of slave laborers executed in internment camps. That's what I think it is.
Chinese maple.
Chinese!
But the fact is, I put one of the legs and the table was on. I was installing it on a bed upstairs in the bedroom.
Of course, because you like to lay when you do your handiwork.
Yes, but it was sitting there, and then I slid it over.
Yes.
And I slid it with the legs of the chair, and I pulled back ever so slightly, and like it was bolted into creamery butter. It bent over, and the pressed wood just lifted right out the dowel rods and everything. It was dust. That's what it was.
Was it not totally assembled yet?
Nothing was assembled. I haven't gotten anything that's been assembled.
You see, if it's...
Except my talent.
yeah.
Assembled from God.
But boom, bam.
A lot of times that cheap pressed Chinese furniture, until the final piece is installed, it's shaky. Like a Chinese bookshelf. If you don't put the back on it, it's going to fold up like an accordion. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I did was I threw out the bad piece, which was a 60-inch piece of wood.
Yes.
So, I mean, there was going to be like an L-shaped table that was going to go.
Where did you put it?
Like a 747 around here. Everything was going to be at my fingertips.
Where did you put the piece of trash?
It's out on the landing.
Oh, because you know whoever picks it up is going to get the cancer.
Yeah, because I think that's full of carcinogens.
Oh, of course.
That is chock-a-block full of carcinogens.
That's
what it is. But you know what? We're digressing because I think the important thing we want to do at the beginning of this show is identify another scam. And although he's a dear friend of mine, I know you guys talked about this yesterday.
Yes.
Although he is a dear friend, I still have to say that fresh on the heels of this whole buffalo wing Ponzi scheme that Oscar identified, where Jimmy is collecting dollars, just taking the life savings of little old ladies to buy bricks
producers, Mike.
Yeah. He's collecting money for bricks from old ladies that are never going to see that money again because you're never going to see a restaurant built or added on to. It's going to be the same little clown chairs that he's got in that place that are going to be there, same bathroom. Nothing's ever going
to
change.
And to
so
be clear,
identified
to
that
get
Ponzi
the money,
scheme.
To be clear, to get the money from those little old ladies, Mike, he makes love to them.
Yes, he does. Well,
he
every
gives
single
them
one of them.
One last thrill, and then he gets his brick money.
You know how goofy he is, my best friend Jimmy Cerrito?
I do.
You know what they say about those guys that are goofy.
That's right. And they can go all night.
Yes, Oscar, you were going to say something.
Yeah, the latest, wrinkle in the Jock Goose, what I like to call the Gone Goose saga.
Yes. Gone Goose.
Just like Gone Girl.
Right.
Another scam, right?
Yeah,
as far as,
yeah
it's another scam.
Is that the goose was found.
Yeah, amazingly.
Oh, yeah, surprise.
But the big rub here, just like in Gone Girl, right? She drove back in that bloody nighty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the one that was attacked.
Yes.
Not
yes. When the captive is returned, it's usually by the police or some good Samaritan.
Yeah, or someone involved in the case.
The wrinkle here is that the person with the bloody gown is Uncle Dave.
That's right, Mike.
Wait a minute. Now I didn't know about this.
Yes. He brought back the goose.
Yeah, before we get Jimmy's version, this is
bastard.
This is what was released on Facebook last night.
Yeah, the press release.
All right.
Uncle Dave, who does not drink, was at a bar.
And hangs out at a bar. All his life hangs out bars, yes.
He was in another bar in Ashburn, overheard talk of the missing goose, and magically some lady at this Ashburn bar said, "I have that goose. Let me go get it." And then the goose came home.
Yeah. So Uncle Dave,
there's video of him.
He got the goose, and then this is also what's strange. He came back he drove to Jimmy's.
It's strange that a man his age is driving.
And he returned the goose to Jimmy, and they have it all on tape.
That's right.
So no explanation at all. No. And it's Uncle Dave, and he's not creative, and so he's not going to come up with anything. Like that, he's just
a
curmudgeon.
I was in a bar in Ashburn.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you when I saw Uncle Dave when I was over there, the first person I saw when I went over there, I think on Saturday,
right.
I took the motorcycle out there just to see Jimmy before we were all going to be there on Memorial Day Sunday, and I saw Uncle Dave, and he was sitting in the back corner eating soup. And that's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, hey, make sure you wipe your mouth off. You know, and he looks up at me and goes,
Then
I saw him another time that day. He hangs around that bar and eats.
Was it broth or a soup that required a lot of chewing?
I think it was consomme.
Uncle Dave.
It was bouillon.
What's tough about him, I don't know about his eating habits, but
great bouillon.
I know this, is that if you're going to have anybody return anything, if you don't know who the person is, you're like, oh, look at this wonderful elderly man. He found the goose. Like, if you don't know the story, right?
Absolutely.
But because they're so close, that's when my BS meter went up and I said, what?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Right. And also, here's another thing. First of all, Uncle Dave is kind of like Jimmy's Tessio. He's an older helper.
As an older man. Yes. People should realize, and incidentally, for those of you that don't know who we're talking about, this is a 90-year-old man that Jimmy keeps around Jimmy's old town. Okay, 92, 93. That Jimmy keeps at his bar. It's kind of a mascot. And if you want to know,
keeps him.
In his glory days, for those of you, this is just a little perspective, those of you that might not know who Uncle Dave was, go at the holidays, go get the DVD of Frosty the Snowman.
Yes.
And the mayor with the top hat that says, happy, happy, happy. That is Uncle Dave.
In greater days. But now
that's no fair.
He is
that's
now
no fair.
Mike kept by Jimmy, just like the ducks at that hotel in Memphis. And he parades him out, and he is a mascot for the bar. Now, the other thing that is suspicious, before we get James on the line, is that he kept continually texting me and Oscar almost like it was a press release.
Yeah, it was
too
much.
I think he wanted a lot of Facebook
He wanted attention.
Action.
He wanted us to repost.
Are we going to try to call Jimmy right now? Let's try to call Jimmy.
We're going to sell, I guess?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
I hate to do this to my friend, call him out on the scam.
We
but
asked
I have
him
to do
yesterday.
That.
We asked him point blank while the goose was still missing. He said it was genuine.
And maybe because we asked him,
he loved the attention. This is a man that craves attention.
Good morning.
All right. Okay, I'm back in town. What the hell are you doing? How can you perpetrate this scam on your customers and on all the people and all the people that watch you on television? And by the way, I'm leaving the other day. I think it was last week, whatever. I'm heading out of Washington, D.C., so I'm up at the crack of dawn, and I see that Fox 5 is going to be at some sort of Herndon Festival. And I said, okay, the media whore of media whores will shoehorn
him.
They call you because they know they could tell you that it's going to be 2 a.m. and it's at the ridge of a volcano. Jimmy, can you make it? And you would say yes.
Yeah, of course.
That's the way that goes.
I'm always ready.
All right. So let me see. So Uncle Dave took indecent liberties with your goose. Is that what happened?
No. No, Uncle Dave is a hero, actually.
Uh-huh.
Really? Okay, yeah. Let's hear your story. Go ahead.
What's
tell us your
side of the story?
All right, guys. So first of all, thanks for the support and helping the safe return of Jock Goose. It worked.
What? A dumbass.
48 hours that goose was missing.
Yes.
The way it worked, Mike, is I got a text message yesterday from a friend who said, I think I know where your goose is. I'm looking into it now.
What time did you get this text?
Probably around 8-ish.
In the morning or in the night?
No, last night.
Night. Okay.
But I've already got a false ransom letter and everything, so I don't believe anything until I see that goose.
Oh, so you don't have the goose in your hands yet?
No, I do. It's at Jimmy's.
Yeah,
the
but
goose
this
is home.
When I initially got the message, so you didn't know what to believe because people had sent
so you didn't
him
believe
ransom
it.
Letters.
Because I
yeah.
saw it. Wasn't there a picture online of the goose drinking vodka out of a glass with you? Shocker.
That's when the goose got back to the bar. We went straight for it.
Good. Great goose.
Really had to twist your arm for that one, didn't
you? You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Hey, you know what? Before you continue, Jimmy, I think you should really tell Mike where you are right now. Are you at the bar right now preparing for another great day of business?
No. I am doing some marketing. And I am at Piedmont Golf Course in Haymarket, raising money for St. Jude.
Good man. Look at him.
Jimmy, I have had a lot of good times in your joint, but that Memorial Day Sunday was the all-time best night that I have had in your bar with Johnny Knoxville or whatever that guy's name
Johnny
was.
Johnny Rushmore.
Oh, naturally.
I didn't think I could party like that anymore, Jimmy. That was truly, truly a wonderful time. You know, at the end of the night where he's up on the bar and then he walks out into Eldon Street, the middle of Eldon Street, doing his guitar solo.
Love it.
God, that was a great time. And
It was heaven on earth.
Yeah, and I even got behind the kit, and that was fun too. And you know, I got remotivated. I'll be doing more of that. I'm setting those up here in the Pine Tree State. Oh. I'm gonna be. Why are you shaking your head, Rob? Why? It's a good thing that
you're
I'm playing
set them
the
up?
Drums here. Yeah, I'm gonna set them up.
Put them in the studio because we always love to hear you play.
Robin
Oscar. So you're
Robin
playing
Oscar,
golf?
I want to tell you.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, hold on. Like I want to tell Robin Oscar. We'll get back to the goose in a minute. When Mike went up to that drum kit, we were all scared to death because Johnny Rushmore plays guitar like Stevie Ray Vaughan. Yeah. We're thinking, can Mike keep up with this guy? Is it going to work? And we were all standing over there just crossing our fingers. And he pulled it off. Mike O'Mara can play the drums, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. He knows what he's
I
doing.
I will tell you, exactly. I would like to send out special thanks to Mother Alcohol. Mother Alcohol yeah. was extremely
Jimmy,
kind
the only
to me
thing we
night.
Doubt is if this goose was really kidnapped or not.
Yes.
Okay, so the goose was not actually kidnapped. It was an honest mistake. The guitar player from the band Tease hooked the goose into the crowd. I was not there. I did have the security watching who screwed up and let the goose go into the crowd. And then I guess a young blonde woman took off with the goose, not knowing
whore.
That it belonged
whore.
To Jimmy.
Whore. Some whorish yeah. Suzanne Summers ripoff whore.
I don't think the goose resisted, Rob. I think the goose was in. The goose is a tranny. Goes both ways.
Well, the goose was dressed as Betsy Ross, right?
All right. We got people to entertain, Jimmy. I wish we could keep you on the phone all day long, but, you know, I'm really
fine,
happy.
But
yes, go ahead.
Can I wrap it up?
Yes, please. I need a conclusion to this cliffhanger.
The young lady and her boyfriend didn't know whose goose it was. They were at the Ashburn Steakhouse having drinks. Uncle Dave was at the Ashburn Steakhouse at the same time having a cranberry juice. And the bartender and Uncle Dave were talking about the goose, and the couple sitting there said, are you kidding me? That goose at my house, and I have no idea whose goose it is, belongs to Jimmy. I'll go home and get it right now and bring it right back. So they did. They gave it to Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave brought it to Jimmy's, and everything is okay.
Now, did Uncle Dave, did he talk about the goose before or after he said to the bartender, what do you got for a urinary tract infection?
Why does Uncle Dave hang out at bars if he doesn't drink?
Bars.
Good question. Great question.
I know, right? Well, I don't know that answer, Oscar.
There you go. That's it.
I don't
That's
know.
Fine. That's fine. Jimmy, we love you, and you know, keep.
I love you too.
You know, keep you know your presence on this show. We want to talk to you on a regular basis, and anything you're promoting, you know, don't always go to Fox 5. Come to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah.
First.
No, they called me. See, and then you I got Keith Burke from the Mike O'Mara broadcast network.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mr. Cerrito, Tucker Barnes is on the phone.
Tell him to hold, please.
All right, we got to go. We love you, Jimmy. Take care.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks
for
help, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. There he goes.
I'm golfing.
He honked. He honked. yesterday and he honked today.
He's Jimmy.
Oh, well, Uncle Dave loves Jimmy almost as much as he loves his dentist. All right, we're going
to
take a...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't even remember why we broke up.
We broke up because you didn't show up on our vacation.
Oh, I didn't mean to actually talk about that.
Oh, no. I had 3 days planned in San Francisco. I had things for us to do and things to tell you. And you stayed in Guam.
Guam? Really?
Don't pretend like you don't remember. Oh, I've waited for this.
Hey, if you calm down, I'll try and remember.
I'm calm. And this feels good.
Hey, you know what? I do remember. You said if you don't show up on this vacation, then that's it.
Because you're a workaholic who creates work to avoid real work.
Yeah, well, I'm still working on that. But to me, you see, a vacation can't be an ultimatum. How can you relax on an ultimatum vacation? The whole concept is stressful.
You just had to show up. I was just looking for a gesture. It didn't have to be bold. Just something. I just wanted you to show up. I really loved you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cabby Fiverr studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by our good friends at Harry's. You know, Father's Day is right around the corner, and there's no one harder to shop for than dear old Dad.
It's the truth.
Here's a hint. Dad already has plenty of ties. What Dad needs is Harry's. Yes. Sign Dad up for his very own shave plan, and while you're at it, treat yourself to one as well. Just remember the TMOS code, and you will save $5. You'll be giving Dad the gift of never having to buy razors at a store ever again, and that is fun.
Cool.
The Shave Plan ships high-quality razors straight to your door for as little as $3 a month, and deliveries are customized to your shaving routine so you never run out of blades. Plus, you can modify or cancel your plan at any time at Harry's Shave Plan. It's the stress way to really give the great gift of shaving this year with no lines and no hassle. Get one for Dad now. Don't wait. This Friday is the last day to get free shipping on your Father's Day gift in time for the holiday. Harry's Shave Plan is already a great value, and if you get additional savings, if you enter the code TMOS, do it at checkout.
Nice.
Just go to harrys.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off your first shipment, and you sign up, Dad, for a shave plan. Remember, the code TMOS will save you $5 on a gift that will last a lifetime. Harrys.com and the code TMOS. Give Dad the gift of a better shave every day.
It is so great every month when my razors and shaving cream arrive. It is phenomenal. Awesome. Love it.
And I'm on the Harry's Rob Spiewak Mike O'Mara shave plan, where Rob gets so many of those blades that he sends them to me.
They last for a billion shaves, and nothing touches this head but Harry's. That's
love
the
it.
Truth.
Welcome. Hail, the gang is all here, reunited, and it feels so good.
Obviously, you are in a northern clime because you are in a fall-type shirt. You look very handsome.
It's 42 degrees here this morning.
Oh, I'm jealous. 42. It is soupy down here.
You scream like you're in an L.L. Bean catalog.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird.
It's sort just of an insult to him, but that's
absolutely.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
He hates the L.L. Bean.
You know, I'm just, it's a different world, and this is the new reality, and thank God to, I really tip of the cap to the Telos Corporation that makes this all possible.
Oh, yeah.
So it sounds like we're all in the same room together, and we do this now. It's on the road. And,
boom, bam.
You know, the only thing that would make this better would be if, and I think about things like this, mm-hmm. if I took a suitcase or maybe even a rack, like a rack mounted, maybe an old steamer trunk.
Right.
And I had a steamer trunk, and you could really do this if you figured out a way to do it.
Yeah.
And all I would do was plug something into an outlet and plug the computer into the modem into a cable and just have one button to do it and go anywhere. Because this is like a flyaway case. The little flyaway case.
Yeah,
exactly.
You could do that. They sell them. They absolutely sell
them. Yeah. So, other than that,
where would you
really,
go?
Ireland.
With Rich.
Yeah.
With Rich, Rich Hostely. And also Jimmy, we'd drive through, but I can't do that because I have a little baby. I really can't.
Could you get another case for the child?
Yeah.
Well, he'd stay back at home. Of course.
I would say you're absolutely right.
Yes.
But I guess that's not how you work. That's not how Mike works, right?
Right.
Mike likes to get to a place and dig in roost for a while.
And
that's what I'm going
to
do.
When you go, and even with a flyaway case, you have to make sure you're careful with it. That doesn't mean you can throw it around, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll give you a perfect example for the listeners out there.
What he's talking about, Mike, is obviously luggage handlers.
Yes. Mike,
I didn't break anything. Are you talking about the monitor? Are you going to blame me for that? Did you get the picture of the monitor that I sent you? If you want to bring it back,
I'll show it to you. Yeah. This could be a good show.
Yeah.
Hold on. So Mike got a wonderful, 28-inch?
No, like 23.
23-inch monitor for free on loan from Pony Boy, because we like to...
Oh, it was on loan?
Watch the pennies, you know.
Was that on loan, Pony?
I don't think it's on loan. I think I just gave it to you.
Okay, well, he gave it to you.
Because I'm giving it to the trash bag.
Oh, my God, Mike. I'm looking now at this monitor. It looks like someone is beaming in.
So it was fully operational, as we know.
Yeah.
Now, put the brakes on this for a second. Was it necessarily fully operational? Do you know that for a fact? When's the last time this little television was in use, Pony Boy?
It was probably 6 months.
6 months ago. Not that crazy.
You had it in your apartment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had it stored in a closet, and something probably pressed against the screen and gave you that little strike.
See how nice
there.
He is. He's letting me off the air.
Well, Mike, it was in the
Oscar
closet.
Oscar thinks I did it in transit, even though I had it very nicely wrapped in a blanket.
Is it the same closet where you have the woman bound up?
No.
Did she press against it?
No, because she would kick it.
Mike.
Oscar, can I tell you something? Yeah. I have to tell you this right now. I don't know why I do this. Because they just give you more ammo, and this is going to fuel you. This is gonna fuel you for like 6 months. We go, and I buy a U-Haul trailer. I rent a U-Haul. And I told you the whole Florida debacle with the U-Haul.
Yes.
We got to Georgia for the first leg of the journey, and we got to the La Quinta Inn. Mm-hmm. Fabulous, just luxury.
Well, what's not to love?
Fantastic.
My complimentary breakfast.
Dog friendly. That's where you wake up in the middle of the night going, oh my God, what the hell is that? What is that? What's on my leg? Just beautiful place. So I decide I'll do a little looky look at the back of the U-Haul.
Mm-hmm.
I put my audio equipment on the end of the U-Haul, the very last thing. That was the last thing I put in the U-Haul.
To load up.
Right.
What they tell you with any kind of trailing situation is... items that are in the back of the trailer are going to bounce more. And when I went to the back...
Same on an airplane, right? That's why first class is up front.
Same on an airplane. Mm-hmm. Right. You said same on an airplane. And so I go back and all of my most important audio processing, Zip One Telos equipment, all of it was... It looked like it had gone through some sort of hurricane. I did not pack it tight enough.
Oh, dear.
And so
got to keep it tight.
Let me do my impression of the Telos box. This was the Telos box when I was so scared until like last night when I hooked the thing up. This would be the position, the Telos box, and this is for the people that are watching this on Ustream right now. This is the position the Telos box was in.
So you didn't individually wrap them and pack them in a box?
What's that?
Oh, never mind.
No, in the box.
That's fair.
Duct taped with the styrofoam.
That's fair.
There. It didn't matter.
That's fair.
The position of this box.
It looked like it was in mid car wreck.
It did. Yeah, and I got a backup unit up here for just that reason. And the fact is, that thing didn't budge. That thing's in great shape. But I'll be honest with you. I'm looking at this. Would that not be our lifeline? That is our lifeline.
Yeah.
The Telos unit that we use to communicate with our fine listeners is our lifeline. And I'm looking at it right now. And it used to look really, really perfect. And when I'm looking at it right now, this is the way I would describe it, looking like this. Okay, yeah. That's just saying.
Mike, it just goes to show you that 2 years of hard work can turn anything from George Clooney into Charlie Callis.
Yeah, fun. We'll take a break. Lots to talk about. Lots going on.
Yes.
Including Caitlyn Jenner. We haven't really covered that. You guys talk a lot about that yesterday? Or
no,
was it out?
It broke after the show.
After the show. Good stuff. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Shirley Jones.
No, you're not. But on this week's episode of the show, Gary Stein, it's Shirley's other partridge son, Danny Bonaducci.
Uncensored.
Uncensored. He talks about everything and he's hysterical.
You can't censor that guy anyway.
You got to subscribe. It's the Tony Perkins Show. Subscribe at iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have, it's no secret, done some real estate transactions in my day.
Yes.
I got very lucky with my house in Virginia when we moved because somebody came in and wanted it, and it was one of those great situations that some people get occasionally where somebody sends you a letter. But in years past, I've actually had to struggle finding the right realtor, and I know a lot of people in the real estate game, but the fact is buying and selling a house is probably the biggest decision that you'll make. And you need to do it armed with the best realtor to help you out. And that's why we would like to introduce you to a company known as HomeLight.com. HomeLight.com is the best new way to find your perfect real estate agent. Let me tell you why. Their technology analyzes home sales data and client reviews, and that's it. When you're making a decision to buy and sell a home, it's great to know somebody. It's great to have a friend. But ultimately, what do you want? You'd like to
numbers.
Have somebody who's you know generated the best numbers,
yeah.
And somebody that can help you that without necessarily having that friendship thing. Because a lot of times when you're hiring a friend to do this, you might not want to tell them what the real truth is.
True.
HomeLight.com, their agents are all top 5% producers. Top 5%. Ooh. And they're proven to sell faster and for up to a 9% higher selling price. They are experts in marketing and prepping your home for sale. Plus, they're honest, professional, and reliable. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks in D.C. and all over the USA buy and sell their homes. Best of all, it's absolutely free for our listeners, and you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell with a HomeLight agent, plus all the benefits of getting your house getting more money for your house. Come on. Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. Click the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS to contact the perfect agent through HomeLight. Their website, or call 844-321-AGENT and tell them that Mike sent you. HomeLight.com is the best way to find a real estate agent. Use this service if you're buying or selling your house. You will not regret that. I love this company. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. So I know you guys talked a little bit about Tracy Morgan yesterday on yesterday's show, but
did
I did want to say.
Did you see the interview?
I did, and Carla disagreed with me. I was saying one thing over and over again. I said he is back. He will be back.
Mm-hmm.
I expected, didn't we all, when we heard about Tracy Morgan, that you'd hear him kind of going, hey, me,
I honestly thought
be in rough shape.
I thought we'd never see him in that setting again.
Exactly.
I thought we would see him occasionally on TMZ going from door to car or car to door, but I didn't think he would ever have the wherewithal to do an interview and do
what I was going to
so
say
well.
About this is that, and I know you guys covered it, I was just going to say at the end of the interview, when he was interrupting his attorney, I said, he'll be on stage again. He's dying. I mean, he's got the chip. That was a sign for me that he may not be ready now, but I think ultimately he'll be okay. When he started the interview and he kind of did a stammer, that might have been, but then he got,
I think that was emotion more than a physical limitation. I think he was overcome. It had been a year, and that was his first time in front of a camera. That had to be tough.
And let's really put things in perspective here. The man almost died.
Yes. Yeah. And lost
a dear friend. There's an effect that I don't think people really take into account where, and a lot of people will have this, especially in stardom or even in athletics.
Right.
When you have and this really happens in athletics, when a player who's played for, let's say, 15 years of a lucky in the NFL.
Right.
When they leave that sport, there's a ton of depression that comes together.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
So that's simply physical because they just can't do it anymore. They can't perform at the high level. Imagine a man who could have performed for the next 30 years of his life.
40.
having to go through this, realizing that he's going, the odds of him coming back are slim. He hopefully can.
I agree.
But that fall from grace, knowing that you had this craft and this power, was taken away from you. That's got to be tough emotionally, right?
And also a driving force to make him want to work harder to return.
But again, he can only do so much.
But you know what? He can do so much. But if there ever is just a little switch to flip,
there is hope.
He's driven.
It's got to be tough.
I love the way he referred to comedy essentially as a lady. I love her. That was something that I would never associate. I wouldn't expect him to be, and I like his comedy, but I wouldn't expect him to be poetic about it. I thought he was more of a force of nature just to go out and make us laugh, but I really loved what he said.
And then the fact that they went out of their way to mention Walmart, that's just a little primer, large corporations, on not being a dick.
Yeah.
That's the response you get when you handle your business and handle it correctly. You get a commercial on the Today Show because they were obviously so pleased with the settlement that it cost you really probably nothing to pony up that dough.
Yeah.
That's the way to handle that. They were tripping over themselves to get the Walmart plug in there because Walmart accepted full responsibility. And I think that's the way you handle stuff like that. You know, when I think about corporations and the way they handle people, I'll be honest with you. I know Oscar, accuses me of being sour grapes, which I am.
Sure.
But I watched the video. Did you guys see the video of Les Moonves coming out of Sumner Redstone's party and not tipping the valet that parked his car because he only had $100 bills? He couldn't give a $100 bill to the valet. You couldn't pony that up with that. And I was, I'm off the heels of reading the biggest compensations for CEOs, and I had no idea that most of them were media companies. And how many years have we toiled in media where we have gotten poor mouth at every single turn?
Yep.
And you're paying the head of the company $56 million. That's something that somebody calling you, Rob?
No, it's not my phone.
It's not my phone.
Well, that's that good for furniture. Yeah.
Gosh, Mike, what it is? It's get the paddles.
No, it says Les Moonves calling.
Oh, more music and Les Moonves.
Hold on. Hello. Les. Oh, good to hear from you. Yeah. How's Mel?
Oh, yeah, Mel.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, Dan Mason says hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, still cutting and slashing. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, okay. Scott Herman. Oh, he's wonderful. He's doing great. Yeah. Michael Hughes, he's down in Annapolis now. He's getting pretty pissed off because somebody cut down a tree with an osprey in it. He's the same guy he always
saw that.
Was.
Saw that.
Yeah, it's terrible. Right. CK's well. Absolutely. Yeah, they're all doing very well. Well, listen, don't be such an a-hole and tip the valet with your $100 bill, you dick. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that's it. Anyway,
so that's it. I think it's nice that you two keep in touch.
Mike, and think about it this way. When we were, coming up in the business outside of you guys, you really didn't have this access to all this information unless you were a stockholder and you really read through the information and said, what the guy's compensation is, right?
Right. Right.
But now they plaster it like it's a headline and it everywhere. Ends up on Facebook. You're like, oh, weird. So he made $156 million this year.
$56 million, I think.
But I'm just talking about whichever guy it is.
Some of them. It's just insane.
So,
it's insane.
But you said that we had to fire two associate producers, and we also had to forego our raise that was in our contract if we wanted to continue working here.
Yeah. And they
no bonuses. No bonuses.
People that are in media, people that are in radio, TV, they use the same thing that I can equate it with the guy that gets a fancy title that works at your workplace. They're not going to give him any more money, but they're going to give him a business card that's got some fancy writing on it, and you've got a new.
How's that sound, Pony?
Huh, weird.
Executive. Pony got a raise.
We gave Pony a raise.
I know, I was took only care joking. Of me
very well.
This guy.
We gave Pony, and because.
And any title he wanted.
Yeah, by the way. It's nice to have a conscience on the show. And the fact is that at a certain point, Oscar came to us and said, he's been working hard. What do you think about doing this? And, Rob, when do you think, if Oscar hadn't mentioned that to us, when do you think we would have given Pony a raise?
Well, what was really the most surprising thing is when Oscar came and told us that we were paying him. Because I did not know. I don't examine the books a lot, so I just assumed he was a guy who really liked the show. So I think, Mike, probably not.
Never would have been the answer.
Yeah, no,
once asked, you didn't hesitate. I'll give you that.
No, I didn't.
There's no hesitation. Either of you said absolutely. Thank you for thinking about that. Yes.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I love Pony. I don't say it a lot, but I'm going to say this publicly right now. You know what? I've dealt with him very briefly the last 24 hours, and he is just consistently a good guy to deal with. He's got his way that drives us. I didn't want to play the music.
It happened.
Oh, God.
Pony boy. It's pony time. Get up.
Smoke that cigarette. Vape. Puff, puff, puff. And if you smoke yourself to death, it's so much fun.
All right. That was a quick one.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. All right, I forgot what I was going to say.
You said you like Pony. Nice about. I know you're not talking nice about me. It must have been about Pony.
No, he truly is a wonderful person. He loves his mom, and he's a good guy, and he's nice to have around. And, he walks me through technical issues as well as anybody, and so we're glad to have him, but don't screw up again, Pony. All right, so I don't know.
Don't get happy, Mike. That's what
don't get happy. That's
don't
what
get happy. Happy. Don't get happy.
What do you think of all of us? Pony would be the least likely to be happy ever.
Yeah. Probably.
He has that demeanor.
Mm-hmm. No, I think when he gets into the cups, I think he, when he's doing the martini train, he does really well with being
But
happy.
Never before 2 o'clock.
Well. Yes. So I don't know what we were talking about. I don't know how we got on Pony or what we were talking. We were talking about Tracy Morgan, and then we were talking about everything else.
No,
but
we're respecting and valuing your employees and your and your colleagues.
Yeah, and Les Moonves, pony up. I mean, seriously, and I mean that using Pony's name. Give the valet 100. You know, that's what happens in this day and age when everybody's got a cell phone camera. Hello.
Exactly, yeah.
We'll take
a
break.
He could have been a hero.
Yes. We will talk Journey up from Virginia to Maine, and I'll just... I'll mention one near-death experience that we had, but other than that, one of the better trips we've ever had. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Malley Show. Let's do the bass and fame. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, some small businesses still think that an expensive postage meter is the only way to get postage without going to the post office. We say nay.
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 Nay. They're wrong. Thanks to Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can easily print postage for any letter or package using just your computer and printer. It's that easy. Unlike a postage meter, Stamps.com has no hidden fees like meter ink charges.
Right.
Or reset fees. No long-term contracts and no extra hardware to buy. Stamps.com can save you at least 50% compared to a meter. Plus, Stamps.com does things that a meter just can't, like sending tracking info to the recipient with just one click.
Easy.
You love it. You're going to love it.
It's good.
The choice is clear. Stamps.com offers so much more for a fraction of the cost. We've used them. We're going to have the pipeline to Maine with Stamps.com, and we're going to be doing that wherever anybody goes in the country.
Sure.
You should too. It keeps our DC to Maine pipeline wide open. Stamps.com is the best. Act now for a free no risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including a free digital scale that eliminates all the guesswork and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com and click the microphone and use the code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS, perfect together.
Love
everybody. I was stunned when you travel 1,700 miles in total. You would think, especially when you're trailing a U-Haul behind you, you would think that you would be bumping into certain problems. And
could I ask you a question about the trip? I know that Savannah, Georgia is about halfway from where you are to where we are, roughly.
Right.
So that's like 400 miles, I think, on either side. What's
the halfway
mark?
7-8 hour drive.
What's the halfway mark from here to Maine when you drive up to the point?
The halfway mark would probably be, we go further than the halfway mark. The halfway would probably be, I want to say like New Haven, Connecticut.
Something okay, so like past that, New York City.
Yeah, past New
Get
York City. But I mean, we go to Boston, and we go about 7-8 hours up to Boston. And can I also say, my mom is every bit of 95, and she is starting to have physical issues and limitations with her tummy and with her back and you know, with her circulation. And I will tell you, I have to take a cue from her and channel whatever part of her is within me to have an attitude. If you can have the attitude she has at 95 with all of her health issues, and she's and they're mounting up, I got to be honest with you. But we had the most incredible little dinner with her. It was just a brief visit, got a chance to see her, took her out with the little guy. And we're driving around. We take her to this this little chain restaurant called 99 up here in New England. It's kind of a New England-y place, and there are lots of them all over. And we sit down with her, and she's it's just a joyous moment to be here with her in New England. It's one of the reasons I came back here, and thank God I'm blessed to be able to do that and to be closer to her. And that's one of my driving forces in doing the shows from up here. And we're sitting there with my son, and then when we got back in the car, I screwed up with the navigation trying to get back to the home. We got to take the old lady back to the home, right?
Yeah.
And so I got to find my way back to the home. We circled past this same restaurant 4 times.
Oh, no.
And because I was trying to wing it, I said, no, I think it's a right here. I think it's a right here. I think it's a right. And we started laughing. And to see somebody that age who is laughing that and finally after the 4th time I said, man, I don't know what's going on. And from the car seat, my 22-month-old, I swear to God, goes like this, goes, ay, ay, ay. Yeah. And busted up. And it was one of those moments that you don't get. And so, Mom, I just want to say I love you. You don't listen to the show. I don't know why I'm saying that. But really, it was just a great. And so, give your mom a hug today if you get a chance.
She's very cool. She listens to Corolla, though. That's the weird thing.
She listens to Adam, yeah. And a couple of those stand-up comedians that she has. And since he went to podcast now, she listens to Anthony Comilla.
Sure.
So
speaking of yes. women, Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. The one thing I was going to say about the rest of the drive up from D.C. up to Maine, 6 o'clock in the morning, we leave the Virginia area, and a black Camaro went by. I have this thing where Carla was always saying, make sure you signal.
Right.
Well, there's nobody on the road. Nobody until a black Camaro who was probably conservatively going 110 miles an hour.
Yep.
And I just ventured into the right lane. I was merging over into the right lane, and this guy came by me, and it was like that, and almost hit my car, the trailer, everything, the baby, everything. And I saw
the
my
audio
wife.
Equipment.
You know the kind of thing where you get a near miss? You get a near miss, and that your heart crawls up into your throat.
And the thing that's so weird is that the adrenaline rush comes a few beats after it. So you're safe and everything's okay, and you're still a mess.
Exactly. And I said, you know, oh, well, we avoided the collision. Now I'm going to have the fatal heart attack.
Exactly.
Because I was that scared. But anyway, other than that, you know, pretty good trip. Really, really no issues with a lot of driving. But Oscar got me back on track. The big story of today is Caitlyn Jenner. And everybody, I think, if you live in a box, you haven't seen the Vanity Fair cover now with Caitlyn Jenner in the lingerie. And a pretty interesting picture. I think that, you know, Bruce Jenner transitioned to femalehood and makes a pretty good-looking older woman. Looks like a decent-looking, a very well-preserved older lady.
Some people are saying that she resembles Jessica Lange. I see a little Brooke Shields in the way she looks. To set the table here, the cover and the spread comes out in Vanity Fair next week, but they put out a short video. Can I play you what Caitlyn said regarding the cover, okay?
I was probably at the games because I was running away from a lot of things. Very, very proud of the accomplishment. I don't want to diminish that accomplishment. The last few days of doing this shoot was about my life and who I am as a person. It's not about the fanfare. It's not about people cheering in the stadium. It's not about going down the street and everybody giving you that a boy, Bruce, pat on the back. This is about your life. Bruce always had to tell a lie. He was always living that lie. Every day, he always had a secret from morning till night. Caitlyn doesn't have any secrets. Soon as the Vanity Fair cover comes out, I'm free.
You know, we've talked about it a lot. I have, on this particular issue, the transgender issue, I have, like so many Americans, gone to school over the last 6 months. And a lot of the reason for that is because of Bruce Jenner. And I don't think it can be understated at all, overstated at all, that Bruce Jenner has done more for the transgender community and done more to create a foster an understanding of this particular issue. It's still tough for many of us to get our heads around it. It's still difficult. I think people within the transgender community need to understand that as well. It's not going to happen overnight. Change doesn't happen overnight. But at the same time, I still am aware of people that even do what we do for a living that are on the radio that are yucking it up about this. And that's unfortunately...
Social media as well.
That's gotta slow down because I look at this... Exactly the same way I look at the gay issue. Mm-hmm. This is why would you ever put yourself through something like this if you did not have that passion? And Bruce can say this is not, you know, he didn't want to tell the lie. He's doing this for himself. I think he understands. I think he's smart enough to understand that he's doing this for so many people, the young people in particular that might have this issue that have, you know, committed suicide. I said it before and I'll say it again. I think he saved lives making this.
I agree.
You know, and the only thing, I don't have any issue with the transgender situation. But with Bruce Jenner and with anybody in this, I do have an issue with plastic surgery. And I, as far as plastic surgery to effect the change is one thing. Plastic surgery in general, I look at the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and I don't like it. You know, so at the same time, I wonder with Bruce Jenner if he had done what was necessary plastic surgery wise and backed off of it a little bit in certain other areas, what he'd look like. When I looked at Caitlyn Jenner, I literally looked at Caitlyn. I processed the whole thing. Pretty wonderful transition to a woman.
Yeah.
I thought pretty smooth. But at the same time, I said, I wonder if Caitlyn would have looked better with less plastic surgery.
Yeah, but that rack.
That's what I said.
Phenomenal.
And also, you know what I wondered is
you like the rack.
Well,
huh?
I just kept on staring at it, and then I was looking at the pictures with Shannon because she's a big Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan,
and you know she's one of the few people that can, Mike.
I said, hey,
because it's so hard.
It is.
Someone mentioned it was hormones. I said, but. I was like, those look perfect. They look like they're, you know, and I get it's makeup.
I think
it's
she had
fair.
I think she.
So I was trying to figure out what happened. And she said, she said it might be a push up bra we're going through all. And I said, they look amazing in that dress.
Yeah. Well, it was a piece of lingerie, is what it was. Yeah. Well, there's another, I saw another picture in an evening gown. This is, in our society now, this is unfortunately the way change is going to be affected. It's going to be done by celebrity.
Yeah.
It's going to be done by reality stars because that. That just happened this way, and I think it's a wonderful opportunity.
That's going to accelerate change because, you know, change and evolution, if you take the 200 years previous, has been slow and gradual, but change has happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to evolve in a way that happens in real life.
Members of the transgender community back in the day, and I'm old enough to remember it, were demonized.
Of course.
Yeah. You could be in the closet, and if somebody thought you were gay, it wasn't that big a deal. But as far as transgender, people were treated like they were monsters. I remember that. It wasn't that long ago. So this is
a huge step. Huge.
I think it's huge.
Another thing that he has done is, I'm sorry, she has done, is simplify it. And it is a complicated issue that is outside of the scope of many of our understandings.
Right.
But when she in that tape says, Bruce Jenner had a secret, and that secret weighed on Bruce Jenner.
Right.
Caitlyn Jenner has no secret. That is as clear as day.
Yeah.
And
that's
been a horrible thing to be carrying that with you your whole life.
Misery. And if you can't understand that, then God bless you. Because I think that's about as simple as it gets.
Tough. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's get to the people. Because it is, regardless of the issue, we're speaking strictly as a woman on a scale of 1 to 10. Older woman, Rob Spiewak, what do you give her?
Not quite Meredith Vieira. Scale of 1 to 10.
I think he's better looking than Meredith Vieira.
Seven.
Oscar Santana?
Oh, man, she's in great shape. Let's say I'm going to go 8. I'm going to go solid 8, especially for the age.
I'm going to go with a 6.5 because I don't like the mouth.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Pouty, just like. But that's the same thing I would say about the Real Housewives of Beverly
True
Hills.
Enough.
It has nothing to do with the transgender issue. It's just not too much.
Question, and of course, it's just theorizing at this point. When you talk about the plastic surgery, do you think the plastic surgery leading up to the transition was in any way helping the then Bruce Jenner deal with what?
Yeah.
They were going. I do. They
now,
were
now
all
looking
going
back
through.
Absolutely.
And
yeah,
you know
you
what?
Remember
even,
how
even
we used
if
to always
they
talk
were
about
unfortunate
it?
Choices in retrospect, but if that's something that helped Bruce at that time feel better, it's like taking aspirin for a headache. It's not going to cure cancer, but it's going to make the headache go away.
I think you're right, and I think that ultimately that's probably what Bruce Jenner did to cope with the inner Caitlyn wanting
to be.
Didn't we all get educated when we saw the Diane Sawyer interview? The interview that I was saying you're not going to learn anything from it, and
nothing's
going to come out of this, and then it was just an incredible, wonderful, life affirming situation. I got news for you. It's weird. I become more tolerant the older I get, and I thought I'd become less tolerant.
Right.
You know, I'm not tolerant of people close to me or people in traffic. But as far as my political beliefs, I become more tolerant. This is a
and
human
and you're more
being.
Tolerant with Pony than you were, say, 4 years ago. You've made huge strides, Mike. You're doing
well.
Oh,
I think that could change.
At the blink of an eye. But right now, in the meantime,
I don't like
great.
Being more tolerant with Pony, though. It's not a comfortable place.
Well, what happens is when Pony excels, it's great. Yeah, it's
just, hey, settle down. This is what happens, and then people start failing us.
No.
We tell them they're great.
That's right. You know what? When I went to Staples yesterday and I saw this this desk set and I said that's $100 super cheap and I'm gonna put this together in 2 seconds. I can't believe I did this quickly. This is a win-win-win. And by the way, I heard your comment about buying furniture and not doing an advance, Oscar Santana. I listen to everything. Nothing gets by me. You know, I get real lucky. I listen to the first 1 minute of the show and they're like, okay, they
stand by those comments.
Should have probably had it waiting for me and I can't do it all.
No.
As soon as I got happy is when everything just the Chinese furniture just crumbled, just fell apart. That's exactly
and
what
Mike,
happened.
I think that would be a great way that you could get rid of the Staples brand and just call it Chinese Furniture Store.
Chinese
Super
furniture
terrific
store.
Yeah. Chinese Furniture Store.
By the way, the printer that I got is a Chinese printer too. That's where the Hewlett Packard builds their printers in China.
You totally disregarded my thought.
Well, I spoke to you. Do you want to open up or you have 2 minutes? We'll open this up.
Okay, quickly.
I call Oscar's going to enjoy this, which means you're not. But here we go. So
I've been having so much fun.
I call Rob from Staples, where I'm in the printer aisle, and I'm looking to get a printer that we have a good one down in the great state of Florida. I wanted one up here that was going to be not nearly as good as that one, but something that was decent and
solid.
I'm ready to try something new. And so I call Rob to get his 2 cents, and you are the worst salesman I have ever heard in my life. You were hemming and hawing. You were just going.
That's not true. That is not true. I told
you
an exact brand.
You had that Crown Royal mouth that you get sometimes. Did you have a night the night before? Just out of curiosity.
No. I gave you a specific model. I don't know. You are Johnny Distracto because you said because I
got the same one that I said, just a cheaper version, super cheaper version of the same one I have down.
And I told you something that's so valuable. I said this company has American tech support, and if you need any help, they'll be there for you. And then you said, "Okay."
I said, "Thank you. Goodbye.
Later."
And I told you, I said, Mike, Canon. Pixia series MG7500. It'll never fail you. Yeah.
I was standing in front of it.
You know why you didn't buy it?
Lighter.
I know why you didn't buy it. Because you're hateful.
No, I'm not. That's not why I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it because it was just, I was looking at it and it looked like it looked like something you put a CD in.
Hey, easy there.
You know?
No, but all I can tell you is I've had Hewlett Packard and I've had several brands.
This is what's wrong with this entire conversation.
What?
This is why we will never beat anybody as a podcast.
Why?
In Amazon sales. You know why?
Why?
Because you guys, instead of saying, hey, I'll order it from Amazon and send it to your house in Maine, you're both talking about being in a store.
That's where I bought
You're just hemming and hawing on who's right. Not what's going to make all of us some money.
I bought mine Amazon has better desks.
Yes.
Yeah. No, Amazon has great desks from the United States of America.
You know what I hate more than anything?
What?
You know what I really hate more than anything?
What?
When that little Bolivian dick is right.
Yeah. I don't like
And you know
I
what?
Hate it, but Oscar?
Yes.
He's like a Bolivian sharpshooter. He chooses his
55-inch television.
Yeah.
From our friends at Amazon through the Michael Miller website.
Good
nice.
Man.
Very good.
Appreciate that.
Yesterday.
Thank You're the man.
Yes, absolutely. My wife doesn't even know it yet. I don't have the money for it. I swear to God.
Does she know you
she
have
She does
the,
not know it. She
does she
not
know you have
TV
the wallet?
She doesn't want TV.
Oh, you got to have TV.
She doesn't want to. I have to.
At all?
Yeah, and I'm putting it on the main level. She doesn't want it there either because people are going to come over. No one has TV up here. Yeah,
you need TV.
That.
Tell her that you know what? A new
Amazon,
season.
Baby. I Good did it. Amazon.
Good.
So the biggest ticket item that came out of my pocket, not the shows, that is it. But absolutely, that's how it's
going. Tell Carla.
It should have all been waiting for me up here, shouldn't it? And it would have been delivered. I wouldn't have to carry anything.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. There's nothing. Rob, we have to stop.
I know.
We have to stop buying. We are no more.
Don't know why you
no
say
more.
We.
It's fun to go to a store sometimes. We'll take a break. Come back with these. You may. He's right. I hate it when he does that.
I know. But he. Oh,
really.
He's like a.
That's why he's in the yellow strip right now.
Caution.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. RobinJoeShow.com, the TMOS app, and of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by SiteLock.
Yes.
Hey, smart people out there, if you're responsible for your company's website or its IT security, or you work for people who do, you need to listen to this message. How much would it cost your business if your website went down?
Down,
huh? You ever
down,
wonder about
down,
that?
Down,
hey, am I right? How much would it cost you? Would you still have a job if you let hackers into your website? It's not a matter of if. There are people that are out there doing this every single day. That's their job. They wake up in the morning thinking how they can get into your website. SiteLock is the global leader in website security, and they make your website fast and secure. SiteLock's true speed content delivery increased your website speed by 50% on average. Plus, SiteLock's TrueShield firewall blocks both network and application DDoS attacks with automatic triggering, which means your site stays up and running even during an attack. And nothing beats their 24/7 U.S.-based phone support. Don't be the next company that's in the news for being hacked. You may not recover from it. Call or visit SiteLock.com today. SiteLock currently protects over 5 million websites. To get your first month of SiteLock free, just go to SiteLock.com. Click on the banner in the top right-hand corner and enter TMOS. That's SiteLock.com. Click on the banner and enter TMOS. Or you can call them right now at 844-596-0600. That's 844-596-0600.
News!
News! Yes, sir. Oh. Hit my swoosh, Rob Spiewak.
There's your
Thank
swoosh.
You, Jesus Christ.
Mike, it's a habit I need to get into.
Apparently, Wheaties, we were just talking about Caitlyn Jenner. Wheaties has a problem with Caitlyn, the lovely Caitlyn Jenner.
On?
TMZ reached out to General Mills for a comment about Caitlyn. This is where, you know, when I think of Tracy Morgan going on the Today Show and talking about how good Walmart was to him, this is a company that's just stepping on it because they're stupid.
Yeah.
It sounds like they couldn't even bring themselves at Wheaties to say her name. This is the quote from the Wheaties company. Bruce Jenner continues to be a respected member of Team Wheaties.
Didn't
That's
say
their
the
quote.
Name?
No. TMZ asked them if they acknowledged the presence of Caitlyn, and all they said was, quote, "We stand by our statement."
Wow.
Why even make... Why even... Oh, goodness.
It's so
What
dumb.
Are they trying to say?
Yeah. And give
why
it a
are we
second
playing this music?
Oh, because this is cereal. It's
cereal? Cereal?
But
a lot of moving parts, Mike.
They gave them two chances
now,
to get it
Don't get
right.
the whoosh, but make sure you get the inside cereal joke.
You better.
Jesus
Come
Christ.
On. It's going to be okay.
Where's my swoosh?
I'm kidding it, Mike. I only have but one soundboard, and here comes the swoosh.
When President Obama opened up his own Twitter account last month, he set a record by attracting 1 million followers in 5 hours. Well, he didn't even get to keep that record 2 weeks thanks to the new chick on the scene. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about her all day. Mm-hmm. Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn joined Twitter yesterday, got 1 million followers in 4 hours.
Wow.
As of last night, she had 1.8 million followers. She's also on Facebook. In her first tweet, she said, quote, "I'm so happy after such a long struggle to be living my true self. Welcome to the world, Caitlin. Can't wait for you to get to know her, me." Obama's not jealous, by the way. He sent a tweet praising Caitlin for her courage. So I think that's kind of
cool. Oh, that's nice. Very
Vince Vaughn told the British edition of GQ magazine that he's in favor of gun rights. It's got a lot of play on social media.
Yeah.
He's way in favor of gun rights. He even wants guns in the schools. He said, quote, "In all of our schools," I don't do a Vince Vaughn impression, but I'm thinking of doing one.
Please
now,
do.
Yeah.
"In all of our schools, it's illegal to have guns on campus. So again and again, these guys go out and shoot up these effing schools because they know there are no guns there." Who's baby? Hey, baby. Riffing on it.
You'll get it,
they're
though.
Monsters.
You'll get it.
You will.
Killing 6-year-olds.
I can't wait.
You think the politicians that run my country and your country don't have guns? In the schools, the kids, their kids go by? They do. We should all be allowed the same rights. He added, quote, "I support people having a gun in public, full stop, not just in your home." He's an angry guy. Vince Vaughn's kind of an angry guy.
I have been at the barber shop in Leesburg, and a gentleman comes in wearing a Western-styled holster. I'm sure
with
it's
a gun in it.
I'm sure it's legal. Yeah, it still flips me out. I'm not comfortable with it. Sorry, buddy.
It's well known that the greatest defense against an intruder is the sound of... Nope, not them. Sorry, that was me. I just raised my hand.
Okay.
I apologize. It's well known that the greatest defense against an intruder is the sound of a gun hammer being pulled back. Banning guns is like banning forks in an attempt to stop making people fat. Taking away guns, taking away drugs, the booze, it won't rid the country of criminality. That's Vince Vaughn saying that. Very good.
Fat people use spoons more than forks, I think, and they use soup spoons.
Well,
at least
all I know...
I do.
Is I base all my political opinions on what Vince Vaughn says.
Of course.
That's what I do. 50 Shades of Grey author E.L. James. This is for you, Rob Spiewak. He has written a new book in the franchise.
Yeah, she's a chubby lady.
I thought it was a he.
No, it's a lady.
Really? Oh, I never read it. She's written a new book in the franchise, which will tell the story from Christian's point of view.
Oh!
Is he the guy with the room with the handcuffs?
Yes. Yeah, he is. He's the boring guy.
The original trilogy is told from Anastasia's point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
James says, quote, "Christian is a complex character, and readers have always been fascinated by his desires and motivations and his troubled past. Also, as anyone who has ever been in a relationship knows, there are two sides to every story." Am I right, ladies?
You know what this is? This is just lazy. This is telling the same story again.
Two sides.
Yeah, because this lady wants to sit down with an eclair and tell the same story again.
I wasn't done with the story
yet.
I'm
sorry. It's hard. This. Can you give
I'll
me one of
I'll have it
these?
Hooked up tomorrow. Trust
and also
me,
give me one of these.
I did, but not then.
Okay.
It's called, the book is called Gray.
Gray.
And, it's coming out in a couple weeks on the 18th. I think he should rename it Gray Wajin. Gray Wajin. Hey, I see Wajin on Old Lady.
Gray.
Obviously, there's a chance it could end up becoming a fourth movie if the audience hasn't dried up by that time. If you're listening to us at a reasonable volume, crank that sucker up and drown out the traffic, because according to a new study, the sound of all those cars is making you fat. Researchers in Sweden tracked more than 5,000 people from 1999 to 2006 and found you're 25% more likely to be overweight if you're exposed to traffic that's higher than 45 decibels on a regular basis.
It's gotta be it.
Man.
It's gotta be it.
And that's just light traffic. So do you? What do you listen to? Do you listen to other podcasts? Do you listen to music? What do you listen to?
I mostly listen to podcasts on the way in. And I listen to them very quietly with my windows down. And I just want to get food. So now I'm going to start listening to it really loud.
We're channeling your inner Jiminy Glick there.
I just want to get food,
I want to get food.
I want to get a bagel.
More cream cheese.
The study also found that if you're exposed to the sound of subways and airplanes on a regular basis, you're twice as likely to be overweight as someone who's only exposed to traffic. Wait, let me listen to this sound right here. Oh, it's the sound of birds. Thank you very much.
You know what, Mike?
I'm going to lose some weight.
What subway sound will make you fat is, can I double the meat on that?
Boom, boom. Oh, fat. Next stop, fat. Fat city. IHOP has had the same logo for the past 20 years, a blue box with IHOP written in it with a red curved banner underneath that says restaurant.
Smart.
And after two decades...
Smart.
After two decades, they just realized that it kind of looks like a frown, so they're changing it. They're flipping the red curve 180 degrees so it'll look like a smile. Here's the quote from the marketing executive with a real marketing executive quote. He says, a person's frown is just not in concert with guests' expectations. In many cases, just thinking about our world-famous pancakes makes people smile.
In concert, Mike.
Bite me. Bite me. Swear to God. Don't start talking like that when you get that MBA, Oscar.
He will.
No. And now a little something-something. 23-year-old Gemma Whale of Birmingham, England, has a long history of having super loud sex with her boyfriend. Her neighbors kept calling the cops because of all her screaming and shouting in England, of course. So in January, a judge ordered her to keep it down, but she basically ignored him, and the cops were back at her place almost immediately after another loud sex session. She was in court last week, and the judge sentenced her to 2 weeks in jail for violating the order to stay quiet. And I have some quotes from her that are completely made.
Good. Nice.
Hello. I made her like Nell. Hello, what do you expect me to do? Put a sock in my mouth? I can't help it. I'm a screamer. There we go. That's right, Governor. Don't blame me because I'm satisfied. Huh? Come on now. It's really the only way to have sex, isn't it? Hey, there you go. Sorry, Governor. It's just you're such a bloody prude. I'm going to have it as loud as I want in jail. Yes, for 2 weeks. Hello, Nell. Thank you very much. All right. We have to take a break. When we come back, it's the Magic Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the inaugural Pine Tree State Edition of the Mike O'Hara Show.
Americast is back and bigger than ever.
The new studio be gone for 3 months.
No, he's back this week.
Stereophonic quality, Technicolor, and of course, more Mermelstein. More special effects, a whole lot more fun, more connectivity so that we can bring you back into the show. Americast is here for you to keep you in touch with more. Sponsored by Feed Your Cats Right. Try Mother Hubbard's Fruit Friskas.
It's a nice comeback. Strong.
Welcome back, Mark Inserta. We'll have to get together since he's a New Englander and I'm a New Englander. Only if he brings Mermelstein.
Don't let him breach the perimeter, Mike.
And make him stay in the car, but have Mermelstein in.
Neutral location. Neutral location. Say, you know, about a half an hour from
here. Lots of cameras.
Anyway,
surveillance.
I'll bring someone with me with a sidearm. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob Spiewak, what's the best thing about the 2015 bonus show package?
The best thing about it is that at the end of the week, when you want just a little more Mike O'Mara Show, there's always going to be another hour, and it's uncensored, organic, us being us. It's my favorite show every week, and if you don't have the bonus show, you're not hearing us at our best.
Oscar Santano, what type of person doesn't get the Mike O'Mara 2015 bonus show package?
Douchebags.
You get full access to all the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, access to the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, and a great way to support your favorite podcast. Pick it up today, the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package, because you are worth it. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is, what's today's day? Oh, Tuesday, second. June 2nd, 2015. Rob Spiegel.
Mike, breaking news. It happened in Broad Run High School in Loudoun County. This has been a big deal for the past month. Last month, Broad Run High School lost all the Scantron sheets of the SAT tests.
Yeah. Like that had already been taken?
They had been completed, boxed up, ready to ship out, and they couldn't find them. And they had informed the kids that took the SATs.
Oh, my God.
They had to retake them on June 20th, right in the thick of finals. And so it's bad enough that you're doing finals, but you have to retake the SATs. Good news, Mike. They found them. And who spoke to the news? Wade Byard.
Sometimes, you know, the most obvious thing is looking you right in the face. It was under some papers on the bottom of a three-tiered cart. SATs are very stressful as it is. The fact that these were missing was not helping the kids any because, you know, obviously they want to get their college entrance things filled out. And so the delay was hurting us.
So, Mike, he is the spokesman for Loudoun County, and he calls applications college entrance things. So remember, check Wade the Byard. Three-tiered cart. Uh-oh, Mike.
Oh, here he comes.
I got to take this if it's okay.
Good evening. This is Wade.
grade by the public information officer from Loudoun County Public Schools. Loudoun County Public Schools has decided to close tomorrow because of forecasted extreme wind chill temperatures.
Right.
Administrative offices will open on time.
Okay, that's good. Keep that in mind, folks. No school in Loudoun County tomorrow.
What a douchebag.
Because of the cold front. Did you know that the SATs were gathered at the school and boxed up and sent out by UPS?
No, sounds like something from that Matthew Broderick movie, Election.
Yeah, exactly.
That? That was Tracy Flick.
It's also strange these days, and I know that... Like, we don't all live in a digital age, but this is Leesburg.
Oh, it's Loudoun County, and this is one of is one of the biggest schools.
They should
there.
Just have these things on a computer you just move forward and you're done.
Yeah, you should be taking the test on a laptop. And while we're at it, you should be voting on laptops too. Anyway, so good job, Wade. Always great when I turn on the news and there's your sleepy face.
Wade Bayer.
He's my favorite. Mike, are you familiar with the AANR?
The Alcoholics Anonymous
rehabilitated. No, it is the
never rehabilitated.
Mike, and AANR is the American Association of Nudist Recreation.
Oh, gross!
Nice.
And they started a new campaign. Nice. Now, you and I have spent time at nudist parks and facilities, always fully clothed, but they love their lifestyle.
I hated those shows, by the way. We'd have a moment of like titillation when we'd be going down to the nudist camp, and then you'd drive in there and you'd see, you know, the first sagging 60-year-old, and just be like, "Oh, I'm gonna
not
vomit."
What you always imagined.
No, and when they and Mike, they've put together an ad campaign. I'd like to play you a little. It's a long commercial, about 3.5 minutes. And you would think if you're trying to sell nudism, you'd put your best-looking nudist in the TV ad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did not.
Remember how much fun it was?
Sounds like a nudist, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Remember how much fun it was? You pulled up to the old swimming hole, off came your clothes and your worries. Your bare body felt the kiss of the air, the sun, and the water. What pure, innocent joy. With a membership in the American Association for Nude Recreation, you can recapture that feeling again and again as you enjoy life clothes-free.
They're playing volleyball.
Over 260 nudist clubs and resorts throughout the United States, Canada, the Caribbean, and beyond. Even if you just enjoy nudism at home with friends or family, a membership in AANR will enhance the nudist experience and enjoyment of being clothes-free and carefree. It's fun! It's magic! It's natural! It's simple!
You know who keeps his clothes on most of the time?
Good evening. This is Wade Byer, the public information officer from Loudoun County Public Schools.
Okay, we can revisit that in a moment. But, Mike, I don't know if you look at The Bachelorette, but there is a plot twist
in The Bachelorette last night
that I don't think...
never watched that show, ever.
That I don't think anyone saw coming. And
if you plug this
into the internet, this is hot.
Okay.
They're competing, I believe it is for, is it Kaylin or Caitlin? We'll hear her
name
at the
table. Look at Oscar perk up, though. Look at Oscar. Like, that's the first time he woke up during the entire
color
you
TV
care
show,
about The Bachelorette? Is
and
that
it's, on, it's on TV now.
On
so
the American Broadcasting Company.
So relevant. It's happening. Is that how you base it? It's happening in Hip Mike. That's why.
Are you familiar with contestants Clint and JJ?
Yes, I am.
Clint really.
So am I.
Mike, no one saw this coming. Clint really likes JJ.
Whoa!
I feel like I've connected with JJ probably more than Caitlin right now because we're just so similar. It's actually absolutely insane. I never thought that I would meet someone like that here.
Okay.
We've grown very close, almost too close, I think, at times in the room and stuff like that, and in the shower. The possibility of coming onto The Bachelorette and falling in love with a man never crossed my mind. But I believe in the process, and at this point, I'm a success story.
So good luck to them.
This is a work. I can't buy into this.
In love with a man?
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
Mike, this is the most atrocious season of The Bachelorette.
But these guys are really handsome.
Or The Bachelor. Because
hold it. I heard that, and suddenly I've changed my whole attitude to it. So this guy goes on a show that's designed for men and women to hook up.
He has to seduce this particular woman.
They're all vying for one woman's affection, the rose. And
one woman. So these guys are competing for a woman's affection, and the guy comes on and falls in love with a guy?
With one of the contestants, yes.
He's not sure if it's happening, but apparently they've had a lot of quality time in the shower.
This season has been the worst of all the Bachelor or Bachelorettes.
How come?
Ratings wise, okay. And as far as plot twists and action, right?
Uh-huh.
And drama. There's always like a drunk that makes fun of themselves, or like they just get kicked off early because they're just out of control.
Sure.
But this season in particular has been rough. For them to all of a sudden bring this into the fold, I can't think, but the producers were like, okay, we've messed up here. We need to change the game. We need something to shift this big ship of failure into success.
Well, you're the first person that ever told me that the whole damn thing is rigged, every one of them. So
that
you're
being
probably
said,
right about that.
I will watch that episode today.
All right, there you are.
No, how can you not?
And we wish them all the best. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great
buddy,
Tuesday,
buddy, get us out
everybody.
Of here right now. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or a package, just send it to 2796 Leesburg, Virginia 20177 to get your message or your birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag
tomorrow.
Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's right, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yay.
Gotta get in. Rob loves them last minute.
Sure, late tonight, please.
The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, bless your hats. And join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.